by Coldplay. It is, in fact, the beginning of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Quick reminder that you are indeed listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Thank you for tuning in. How many had listened to, the Robo DJ, because I'm not going to be shy about it. The show before me, you know, maybe didn't go over their time, but decided to lounge around in the studio a bit longer. And, you know, they're a couple or in a romantic relationship, and they're just kind of they're just in there here smooching, and I'm like, excuse me, you're allowed to be happy, but not in front of me. That's a paraphrase from the great Larry David. Anyway, now back to the music. Got a good show planned for you tonight. No theme. I had a busy day today. Included hearing the president of the Assembly of Corsica speak, because he was on here. He was on campus for some reason. Then I watched a documentary with my South Africa class. It's been quite a day. Anyway, we're going to start out with a little track from the 2013 album, The Electric Lady, from Janelle Monáe. It's the track, It's Code.
Thank you.
Janelle Monáe with It's Code. Now, on my initial listens, I do find the chord progressions to be, I don't know, kind of reminiscent of like show tunes almost, or maybe, I don't even know, but I knew like the guitar sounds or like the instrumentation sounded familiar to me, so I did some research, and it is produced, in fact, by a good friend of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, Roman John Arthur, creator of such great tracks as Real Love, No Shade, and owner of a hat that says just bacon on it. Like, it says bacon on it. I really want to get it, but it doesn't seem to be publicly available. Tragic. Anyway, moving on to a new track from Norwegian quartet of high schoolers, Boy Pablo, who became famous thanks to a YouTube algorithm. Well, I mean, in part thanks to a YouTube algorithm malfunction, which recommended their music to millions and millions of people. Many of them realized it was good music. And since then, they've been able to go on a European tour and, be successful out of high school. Isn't that the dream? Anyway, they released a new single to follow up their EP from last year, which I'm... their EP, Roy Pablo. And they followed that up with a single just a couple weeks ago called Losing You. Here it is. Enjoy. Losing You from Boy Pablo, the 2018 single. I'm watching the Nets pull out a W right now. I can't even watch the game, but I want to wish a big happy birthday to my father, who is probably watching both, probably watching the Nets game while listening, or maybe he's at Stephen's Green still. I don't know. Stephen's Green, of course, being a restaurant in my neighborhood. Fun fact. I'm sure Tom, we'll have some good Louis Armstrong for you later, big man. But for now, we're gonna continue with our regularly scheduled programming until I find an adequate track, and we'll be doing so with the 2006 track "Save Room" from John Legend's album "Once Again." Enjoy. There we had "Save Room" from John Legend's 2006 album "Once Again." For those of you on the Lafayette campus, this is on the I've discovered this one because it was on the Black History Month playlist of a certain man who walks around campus blasting music out of a boombox. You know, just in case you were wondering, thank you for introducing me to this track. It's a good one, as is the album. Once again, definitely would recommend. Now, moving on to an album from that general time period, I believe, 2006, we're going to move on to Vampire Weekend's self-titled album, Vampire Weekend, which I just remembered like the other day that a bona fide classic. There are no bad tracks on this album. It's very rare that that is the case, but listen, look, you got, all right, 11 tracks, great. Mansard Roof, great. Oxford Comma, excellent. A-Punk, who doesn't like A-Punk? Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa, M79, Campus, Bryn, 1, Blake Got a New Face, I Stand Corrected, Walcott, and The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. Yeah. None of those are bad tracks. None. Anyway, here's Campus, which is a great track, and fitting, perhaps, because I'm on a college campus. Enjoy. Vampire Weekend, Vampire Weekend, 2008. We are, of course, promised by Vampire Weekend frontman Ezra Koenig that there will, in fact, be new Vampire Weekend music this year. Whether or not that's true, I don't have the slightest idea. He said that it was 80% done this past October, but then he said that last 20% can be a regular 20% or it can last years. Thanks, Ezra. That doesn't mean anything. That's infuriating. Hopefully, they get it done. It's preemptively titled Mitsubishi Macchiato. And what else is there to know about it? It's going to be their first album without guitarist Rostam, something long last name that I can't pronounce, who has left to pursue his own solo work. He helped play the guitar and do some production work on Frank Ocean's Ivy. So he's, I mean, certainly doing well for himself. But anyway, I think at home people have, maybe at and back in South, people have been enjoying the music too much. So as a reminder that, you know, I still make you listen to bad music, but only that you think is bad that I enjoy, we're going to go back to our good friend, pioneer of African soul music, Orlando Julius, with a track called Oni Suru. Enjoy. Come on, you enjoy that one a little bit, right? Come on. Now, let's see what Onisuru means. I should have checked that out before, but Onisuru. I don't know. Oni is something in Japanese folklore, but I feel like that's probably not it. No. All right, let's Google Translate, maybe. Yoruba, I would presume. Oh, well, local legend Neil McInerney correctly guessed that the title would be in the Yoruban language. I type it in, it comes out correctly. Onisuru translates to I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry. You should be. You're welcome. For me doing that research and having that knowledge in my noggin. Look at that. Next up, we have a track from the 2016 classic album from Canadian future beats, whatever, producer, Catronata. This one features Sid of Odd Future fame and the internet. Well, never mind. Sid was not in Odd Future. She's the lead singer of the spinoff of Odd Future group, the internet. And she has her own album, came out last year, called Finn. Here is her work with Catronata on the track You're the One. Enjoy. Well, would you look at that? I didn't press the on button on the auxiliary thing hard enough. Let's give that another try. We got it? There we go. Catronata featuring Sid, formerly Sid the Kid. So I am on Louis Armstrong's Spotify page right now, not sure what to play. We're gonna get something real good for Mr. McInerney's birthday. Let's pull something up. Uh, hmm. I'm looking at a whole list now. We're gonna get something up good, because I've already played What a Wonderful World on a former episode, so I'm gonna try to avoid playing that. Let's see. What's this one like? This one sounds good. Okay, this is in French. It's called C'est Si Bon, from Louis Armstrong. The appears to be from that's the name of the album from 19. No, it's a compilation album. I'll find the information. I promise. Here is C'est Si Bon from Louis Armstrong. Happy birthday, Dad.
C'est si bon. Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Oh, c'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good, nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon. Oui, oui.
Go. I know I forgot to look up the information. Wait, no, I did. I have it right here. Okay. What year? I could have to like go search on page. Okay. 1950. There we go. There's the information. Right, moving on to the regularly scheduled programming, or back to it. We have one from Solange, who I've really, really been enjoying as of late. Unfortunately, I wasn't really enjoying her when I had the opportunity to see her when I was at Panorama, but such is life, it's the way it goes. This is the one that interestingly features Q-Tip, kind of the leader of A Tribe Called Quest, and she interestingly features him to sing a little, like, for background vocals on the hook, which is unusual. He's not really a singer, he's not very good at it, but I enjoy it nonetheless. Here is Borderline, and then in parentheticals, an ode to self-care from Solange featuring Q-Tip from the 2016 album Acete at the table. Oh, there, got a little preview from the next track. Now, Father, I know you don't keep up with the pop culture, but Solange is in fact the older sister, I believe, of Beyonce. So Solange and Beyonce Knowles. Just in case you were wondering, let's see. Solange is 31, and then so she's the younger sister of Beyonce, and Solange punched Jay-Z in an elevator once. That's something. Anyway, moving on. That's a whole other story. Moving on to Magic Man, who appears out of the darkness every once in a while. Michael Eugene Archer, better known by his mononym D'Angelo, with a track from his 2014 comeback from the 2000s utter classic Voodoo. So with the track Black Messiah, here is Sugar Daddy from D'Angelo.
Yeah. Do you feel what was your love? Yeah. her priceless skin on my arm. A lace satin cover up for charm. Ow, ow.
Shoot a shoe when you toss that toy. Yeah,
the way she make the complications boy.
D'Angelo with Sugar Daddy. Now this is a 2014 album, but it's still representative of like of the music that D'Angelo. Oh, I'm leaning back right now, being very casual as I explain my boy D'Angelo to you. Now, his first album came out in 1998, Brown Sugar. Changed the game. He was working with the Soulquarians, which is a large. Well, that was after Brown Sugar. But even before then, well, especially after that, let me explain. Okay, so with the Soulquarians, which include people like rapper Common, singer Erykah Badu, drummer Questlove, who many people know is now the drummer for the live band on the Jimmy Fallon show. So all these famous people were working in the same studio, Electric Lady Studios, in New York, where Jimi Hendrix had created his perfect studio shortly before he passed away. So they were all together, you know, working together, like in their all in their creative like primes, really. And you know, maybe there were illicit substances involved. I don't know. But anyway, in any case, in an era when funk, soul, and R&B music had become primarily like electronic and like rock based, as you see with people like Prince using a lot of that kind of influence, D'Angelo really brought the genre back to like the kind of live instrumentation you hear on a track like Sugar Daddy, and as well as its kind of its roots back in like traditional R&B and that kind of thing. So his music is a game. They're all game changers for the genre of R&B, and we thank him for his service. He was scheduled to go on a week-long tour of Europe. This in the middle of March, he canceled all the dates. Apparently, he's busy in the studio, which is good to hear. But he did, you know, cancel dates, and people had flown to Europe to see him, because he feels uncomfortable performing in America, because, as it turns out, American women find him very attractive, which is not a baseless statement, and they catcall him and generally make him feel uncomfortable, so that's why he hasn't performed in America in a really long time, because American women make him feel really uncomfortable. So thank you, I guess. Anyway, moving on to a man with a more tame background, who is still exiled from Brazil, Jorge Benjor. I know it's been a while. You think I'm only listening to my Nigerian disco? False. I'm still listening to my good old Tropicália. Here is the track Ango Ango Como Vai, which translates to Hello, Hello, How Are You? From Jorge Benjor, from the 2014 album Jorge Benjor, Ango Ango Como Vai. Jorge Benjor in his 70s, still killing it. Enjoy.
Sua mãe ou com seu pai?
Com a mamãe.
Gracinha.
Alô, alô, como vai? Alô, alô, como vai?
Você se parece com quem? Com a sua mãe ou com seu pai?
Com amizade, com a minha progenitora.
Falou. Com quem? Com a sua mãe ou com seu pai? Essas crianças.
Alô, alô, como vai? Alô, alô, como vai?
Você se parece com quem? Com a sua mãe ou com seu pai?
Com a minha mãe, não interessa, tá?
Com a sua mãe ou com seu pai?
Alô? Eu acho que é com o pai.
O que é isso? Esse é o censo das etnias. O censo só quer saber com quem você se parece. Eu me pareço com a mamãe.
Jorge, bonjour. Alo, alo. Como vai? You already know the story on Jorge. I've probably told it many times. But, in fact, it is 10:57. We're reaching the end of the show. As it turns out, we will, in fact, be playing a song from good old McBriar Landon something. Let's find out his full name. McBriar Samuel Lanyon DeMarco, better known as Mac DeMarco, with his track from his 2014 classic Salad Days, Goodbye Weekend. Tracy, you would have thought I wouldn't play Stevie Wonder. Here's Golden Lady from the 1973 classic Inner Visions. Stevie Wonder with Golden Lady, an all-time classic from the all-time classic, Intervisions. Just a quick little reminder that, in fact, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Don't forget to visit us online at wjrh.org. All my shows are archived. You can visit them during the week in case you want to hear me babble at your leisure. Thanks for tuning in. Speak to you next Thursday evening. Goodbye.